If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. This is a JT exclusive interview.
How's it going, everybody? You are listening to On Air with JT, and I have an exclusive interview with a very, very funny comic, Freddie G. How are you doing, Freddie?
Oh, I'm so great. Yeah, I know. I'm really proud of you for landing this exclusive.
I like to label it an exclusive interview. But how's your day going?
Oh, it's good. Yeah, I just woke up. Okay. It's funny. Yeah, I used to work in finance. I'd have to go like 6 or 7 in the morning. To do this thing at like, we're meeting at noon, to do this at noon, I had to wake up at like 10:30 and like barely made it.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a different lifestyle.
So you were working in finance before you went into comedy?
Yeah, I was in finance for 12 years.
Wow. Okay. So I have a question. So I'm sure you probably got a lot of, or maybe you didn't, but did you get some shit from people being like, what are you doing? You got a good job in finance. You want to go into comedy and you know, not make anything for, you know, 5-10 years, possibly, you know, like, did you get those, you know, kind of people chirping in your ear?
Yeah, basically, if you want to get serious about comedy and you want someone to tell you to go for it, you ask a comic. If you want someone to tell you to be careful, you ask someone in finance. So, like, when I was ready to leave finance, and I left because I would get laid off and get some severance, build up some savings. Then the third time I got laid off, I'm like, okay, I don't want to go back. And then I asked comics what they thought. If I had asked finance people, they would have told me to go back.
Oh, okay, I see. And, yeah, I was watching, me and Madeline were watching your content just on Instagram alone. And it's, you produce and make really funny, like, jokes, content, punchlines, everything is just really funny. And
oh, thank you.
You know, it's a great accomplishment to have over 35 million views on Instagram and TikTok. You know, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's incredible. It's definitely a dream for a digital creator as well.
Oh, thank you. So what happened was I was doing stand-up very seriously for a couple of years. I mean, I had already been doing it for about 4 years before I, like, left finance. Then I was doing it. I was out every night until 2020. And then 2020 hits. And it's like, well, there's no stand up now because it's March 2020. So I just started shooting myself talking to the camera in my room. And then one of the early ones went viral on TikTok. And then that became a big focus of mine, making videos at home. I do stand up clips and I've been making a lot of sketches too. And I have one going viral right now. But, yeah, I basically just pivoted to it because it was like, I'm going to at least try to perform while we're stuck in the house. Because I was in New York City, you know, when COVID hit. And it's like, we were pretty scared because Queens, where I live, was the epicenter in March, April 2020.
Yeah, I've heard some crazy stories about that, especially in that area. Are you originally from New York City?
Yeah, I am from a different part of Queens. My parents are from Brooklyn, so yeah, I have a bit of an accent, like a New York outer boroughs accent. Lived in Queens almost my whole life. I did live in Staten Island for a few years during college. My parents moved there, and then when I was in finance, I lived in the city for 6 years. Then moved out to Queens with my wife and started saving so I could get into comedy.
Okay. Is it true from, you know, I'm from Boston. I've only been in New York once, and that's kind of embarrassing to say since it's so close. But
Boston's great.
I'm coming up to New York soon to definitely check out some comics, especially the ones that I've been interviewing lately. So I definitely want to check out, you know, I want to see you perform live. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, February. Oh, sorry. Okay, February 25th, okay. I'm at Grove. I'm headlining Grove 34 in Queens on February 25th, a Saturday.
Okay.
That's my big show. I'm getting into where I'm doing headlining sets now.
Perfect.
So, yeah, so that's my first kind of like, it's kind of the trial run out in Queens.
Yeah, okay. So how many years total have you been really taking comedy serious?
Since 2014, I've been either doing it every day or during COVID, just making content every day.
Okay.
I got focused on it back around 2010, 2011. I had taken a class and I was like, this is something I really want to do. And I wasn't sure. I was thinking about going to grad school for a MBA. And then I'm visiting my buddy who was in Morgan Stanley on July 4th. We were at a party in Baltimore and the fireworks were going off. And I was like, Fred, you can, and like just came in my head. I was like, you can focus on comedy and take it seriously and not quit your job yet. And you can make this all work. And then since July 4th, 2011, I've been serious about it. Okay. But like I said, I didn't get started doing stand-up every day for another few years. So there's a lot of there was a lot of layoffs and getting married and just different starts and stops and stuff till I kind of got rolling.
I see. Okay. What were some of your like comedy influences, you know, like reflecting, looking back, you know, growing up, were there certain comedians that, you know, now looking back, you're like, wow, they kind of influenced me in a way.
So I used to always watch Carlin. Chris Rock's always been my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the old Chris Rock specials. I always felt like when I was starting, like I was trying to do Chris Rock, but I completely looked the opposite of him. Incredibly low energy.
Yeah, it's his energy is through the roof.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah. So were you always like funny, or like when you were younger, or was it something kind of like as you gradually got older, you kind of developed a maybe like a different sense of humor, or you started to realize that, oh, I can make people laugh. I'm kind of funny.
When I'm comfortable, I'm funny. When I'm not always funny, because sometimes it's like a work situation and, or you're around your work situation, like you got to kind of toe the line, or if people seem to be like ready to crap on you, whatever you do, like if people are unsupportive, then I'll like kind of go on my shell.
Yeah.
So like if I like you, I'm probably funny. But if I feel like someone's like out there to like not give me the benefit of the doubt, that I'm not as funny.
Okay. I get that. And so your stand-up has been heard on Sirius XM, NPR. What station on Sirius were you on?
So this is a long time ago. I was on the Bennington show.
Okay.
He used to be Ron and Fett. He's a radio guy who's been around a long time. It was the very first year I was serious about it. And I had to do stand-up, and like the comics would roast you. It was called Comedy 101. They probably still do it. And basically they were there to crap on you, but like I did, and I didn't do amazing, but I mean I did a couple jokes that were good and they were like, oh, you're actually a real comic, because they were there just to crap on you.
Wow.
I was a little bit proud of that. It was pretty nerve-wracking because there was like 300 people there, because it was like the Thanksgiving show.
Oh,
so it was like
shit.
A family reunion for like, you know, every radio show and podcast has like this community who's like ridiculously into it, even if other people aren't that aware of the community.
Yeah.
So like it was a big deal for them, and there was a lot of people, because I had mostly performed. New York comics mostly perform when you're starting for like 10 or 20 people.
Oh, okay.
So there was like 300 people there, and it was nerve wracking. But you know, you got to like focus on saying the jokes and having faith in them.
Definitely. And I always like to ask comics this, you know, obviously, especially in like New York City and, yeah, I mean, even LA, just anywhere, you know, it's a constant grind, and, you know, going from, you know, different club, you know, in multiple clubs in one night, and you know, all these different things during this whole like process and the journey of, you know, being a comic. You know, is there one thing that you really love about it, you know, the most, or is there just so many different things that you just love about comedy?
Well, I would say as far as the grind, the thing is, it's nice, the variety. You're always in different places meeting different people. So when I was working in an office, it was, the culture was pretty homogenous. You're meeting a lot of the same, maybe people are from different backgrounds, but they're kind of all fitting in the same culture. you're seeing only a small part of life. So the cool thing about running around doing a lot of different stand-up type stuff, even if the shows aren't always good, is you're seeing different parts of life.
Mm, definitely. And I guess the last question I have to ask you, was there a moment when maybe early on kind of into your comedy career where like a defining moment where it was like, oh shit, like I think I can really do this. Like, I think this can actually work. Like, I think I got this, you know.
So it proves
not to sound too cocky.
But oh yeah. 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 There's been some good ones. The very first one was the first show I did was a class graduation show because I was just trying out stand up.
Mm.
So I was just taking a class to see what it would be like. And I did well at the class graduation show, and I was making people who didn't know me laugh. And then I was at least like, okay, I've proven to myself that I'm funny. Mm. So I'm going to at least keep trying to do this.
Exactly. Wow. I would be like in awe kind of that if that happened to me, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. It was very nerve-wracking. I remember like, I mean, I used to also, like, I was younger and was, you know, would drink when I was at a bar. So it would be like, you would have some drinks and, like, it was really like, oh, man, like, how am I going to even do this?
Mm.
And now it's like, oh, you never, I mean, I quit drinking a few years ago, but it's like, you always, it's like a job now. You know, you show up, you would never drink before, you know, you're used to it, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Fred, Where can people, when's your next show again? I apologize. I forgot the
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I have shows all the time, but the big show is February 25th. I'm headlining Grove 34 in Astoria, Queens.
Okay. Anything upcoming? Because probably this will be published tomorrow. So, I don't know.
So, just check out my social media, @OrangeFreddyG. I'm posting content pretty much every day. Lots of videos, jokes, all that. And then in the Instagram story, I post about like upcoming shows.
Okay, and TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Orange Freddy G.
Yeah, Orange Freddy G.
Okay, definitely. Is there anything else you want to plug or promote or anything like that, Fred?
I have a new video on Instagram or on all the platforms. It's how men and women apply to jobs, like the differences, how much more confident men are than women when they're applying to jobs. It's like a sketch me and my friend Laura Merley made. And it's been doing pretty well. Yes, everyone should check that out, @OrangeFreddyG.
Okay, perfect. I'll definitely check that out.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, Fred, I wish you so much success and happiness, especially during this year. And I can't wait to see just the new content. And when I come to New York, I definitely have to check you out in person and, you know, see the real funny material, you know, up close. So I wish you all the best. And thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com.